Just as God is unreasonable, so there would be no progress were it not for the unreasonable man. This is Instant Illumination, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campbell, California. Start and think about it. Think about if God were reasonable, or if God were unreasonable too, what kind of a life would you have if God were reasonable? If God were reasonable, there would be such a progression of segmented concepts and ideas that life would be boring. We would know exactly what's coming and exactly how things are going to work out. We know exactly who we're going to marry, who we're going to have relationships with. We know exactly who is going to be our friend and who's going to be our enemies. We know all those things ahead of time because that's reasoned effects. But you don't know. And to not know is unreasonable. And this is what it is best as. So there would be no progress were it not for the unreasonable man. If you knew everything just as it's going to happen, there'd be no progress. Progress comes because you got imagination, you got creativity, you're thinking of things in a way that you never thought of them before. And then magic takes place in your life. Most people are not ready for magic in their life. Most people, the majority of people, like the status quo. Now, why do I say the majority of the people like the status quo? Because the majority of the people are happy having somebody else do the magic things. How many magicians are there to an audience? Basically one. There may be many would-be magicians in the audience, many people in the audience who have studied to be a magician, you know, 5 or 10, but how many are the magician? One. One man stands up there and shows his talent to the whole group. Now, you say, okay, everybody in the audience who has studied magicianship, everybody here who knows anything about being a magician, come on up here. So, 20, 30 people of the 1,000 come up there. And then you say, all right, now, what can you do? And they say, well, I can pull a rabbit out of a hat. Okay, what can you do? I can have a cane and have scarves come out of it. Okay, now what can you do? Well, I can have a person lay on 2 chairs and sit on his belly, you know. Okay, and what can you do? And he goes down the, nothing. Simple parlor tricks known in every magician's book. Anybody who wants to know anything about magicians reads those simple tricks. Now, can you make the Empire State Building disappear? Can you have a person come up on stage and hypnotize them and tell them that they're a dog and have them go around acting like a dog, calling on all fours, you know, and really doing it? Those two are simple magician tricks, but they're ones that are a little more difficult. And because the magician trick of itself is not difficult, but hypnotizing people is really difficult, to have them really be hypnotized, really be your slave and do what you ask them to do. Most people object to that. We don't mind seeing other people hypnotized, but we don't want to be. Mm-hmm. So you see, God is unreasonable, and there would be no progress in it for the unreasonable man. How do we say that? Just as God is unreasonable, so there would be no progress were it not for the unreasonable man. Does God make progress?
No.
God is, all is. Now, what makes us think that God is reasonable? We say, why did you take my son? Why did you take my wife? Why did this accident happen to me? Why did you have the tectonic plates separate all the earth and mess things up? Why earthquakes, floods, acts of God, you know, acts of God, that's what we call them. Why do these things happen? They happen for one reason. Because our consciousness created them. Oh no, our consciousness didn't. Oh yes, it did. But that's cataclysmic. That's big for our consciousness to create an earthquake. That's not so big. Not so big at all. On the desert, they showed pictures of a rock. And then they showed its progress over a period of 3 years. And the rock moved across the surface of the desert. Now, was it through vibrations? Was it through somebody moving it? How did it move? Well, we don't know. That's just one of those unreasonable things. Now, there are people who tell you they know what it is, but they don't. We know what it is. Someone was thinking about that rock moving. But here, all those rocks are moving out here, and there's nobody out there. Nobody thinking their thoughts. What are thoughts? Universal. Thoughts are everywhere. So if you think a thought right now, there's peace on earth. Is there peace in Iraq?
Yes. Peace on earth.
That's the right answer. There's peace on earth. Iraq is on earth. Why did you single out Iraq? To see if you were willing to bite on it, you know. No. There's peace on earth, and it's universal. When the astronauts came down in Apollo 13 and didn't want to land, what happened? They prayed. And what didn't work before, it worked. Now, did the prayer make it happen? We'll never know. We can presume it did. But what else made it happen? Oh, a glitch, you know, and, you know, turn off your computer and then it works again, you know. If they had turned off their spaceship and turned it on again, it probably would have worked. Really, I'm not kidding you. This is all that technological, high-tech stuff, you know. That's why it works. Because it gets so much energy up in there, so much magnetism, so much stuff that affects it, that it needs to degauss itself. What does the word degauss mean? De-energize. It balances the energy in it. We used to have to degauss our tape recorders. We used to have to degauss our tape players, our turntables, you know. Phonograph
CDs.
Records. Yeah, no, not CDs.
By the time
CDs came, they figured that out. But we had to do that, because otherwise you would get five or six people songs coming through at one time. Now, that's unreasonable. But there's a very definite cause for it. Not that it has to be reasonable, but there is a definite cause for it. And the cause is you thought of its energy being out of place, out of context, out of power. And we do this. We teach in the science, art and science of wholeness, that God is not reasonable.
Not logic.
Not logical. Anything else? That's enough, isn't it? God is not reasonable or logical. And why do we teach that? We teach that because if you have a reasonable, logical God, why would he put the stars out in the heavens like he did? Why would he spray the sand over the seashores and have it blow from the Sahara Desert into the ocean and build up the ocean? The ocean will soon change its bottom, you see, but just from blown sand? Over millions and millions and millions of years. Really? Mm-hmm. You look at the Sahara Desert. What was it at one time?
Green.
It was a great forest with great trees in it. They're down below. You dig them up. And they have dug up many of them. And they found many beautiful trees that are petrified down there, whatever they are. But their evidence is there. Now, why was it changed from a beautiful forest to a desert?
For the sun.
Well, just think. If the sins of your father will be visited upon you, you know, you are a terrible person. And people casting these spells, casting these evil ideas, that's not good. That's powerful. Whether they know it or not, that can do it. And a child who says, I don't ever want to see you ever again in my life. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. And then the father dies. Oh, why did I ever say that? That's right. Why did you ever say that? Thoughts are things. Words have power. Even from little children who don't know better, they know better. They want to stop something that's happening in the now. And so they think that they can change it by changing their world. And they get a chance. They get a chance. Now, it's interesting, isn't it? This little girl in the movie last night, she was living at home with her father. What happened to her mother?
Mm-hmm.
Must have died. Okay. Then her father died. She was 16. And she heard her father writing letters to a friend, and so she wrote a letter to the friend saying, "My dad died, I'm coming." Well, at that same moment, the friend died. And the friend's wife took the kids and went off somewhere, which is natural, which is perfect. Now, so much loss. What's his name who has the Wendy's concession, you know, who owns it, who built it up, the guy who built that all up, he had lost his parents when he was a little child, and he was moved in with his grandma, and then she died, and then he's moved in with somebody else, and then they died, and he's moved somewhere else, and they died. You know, just a succession of losing these people. That must have been traumatic for him. And then when he was a teenager, he met Colonel Sanders. And Colonel Sanders, because he was such a powerful little kid, because he had gone through a lot, Sanders says, "You'll be a success." And so Sanders taught him everything, and he was a success. And then he sold his McDonald's and built up his own franchise. He thought, "If that guy can do it, I can do it." And the Wendy franchises are fabulous, wealthy all over the place. Now, who would have expected this poor kid losing his mother, his father, his grandma, and kept losing all the people who were caretakers for him. And he turned out quite nicely. And then he said, too, he'd been abused as a child, and he'd been this and that and the other thing, you know. So he tried to throw the whole rotten barrel in there. But it's interesting. Now, again, it's unreasonable that he should be a success. He had too much against him. Life was against him from the very beginning. His family life was against him. Everything that was a caretaker was against him. His education was against him. He didn't have a chance to finish school. But he went on and became an extremely wealthy man and a happy man. And what did he name his daughter? What did he name his restaurants for?
After his daughter.
His daughter. I give away the clue. He named it for his daughter, Wendy. And they had a very happy family relationship from what we can tell. And that's beautiful. Now, I'm telling you, God is unreasonable. And man, and what he does, is just as unreasonable. And the thing that we want to do is not to tie our ship to a star that's unreasonable. We don't want to say that we're going to do this or say we're going to do that. Say, okay, we'll try that. I will become a politician. I will become a banker. I will become a whatever, and then go and do it. And it's for as long as you want it. Maybe for life, maybe not. Some politicians are politicians for life. They love it. Some politicians start out that way, and they change. There's a young man. He is in the Business Week magazine this week. He, at the age of 16, he developed a system of stocks and bonds where he became quite wealthy. And then he built it up and he sold it for $274,000 within a very short time. But the stock brokerage commission got after him because they said he was doing things improperly. And they slapped his hand. Well, now he's 21 or better, and he's back in the stocks again. And he's called the child genius, the child prodigy. And he says, "Yes, that's true." He says, "I'm back in stocks, and I'm doing very nicely." And he says, "And I'm running for office as councilman in our city council, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and doing..." It's unreasonable. All the things he involves himself is, it's unreasonable. And you look at other people, Michelangelo, the things that he educated himself in, it's unreasonable that he should have been a successful artist because he was interested in so many other things. And the same with Churchill, the same with Eisenhower. These were unreasonable people. They were not just single-pointed people. Now, what about you? Are you interested in many things at the same time? And are you interested intelligently in many things? Well, if you are, you're no different from anybody else who is a genius. And that's a nice thing to be, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So think of these things. Just as God is unreasonable, so there would be no progress were it not for the unreasonable man. The man who, as we said earlier here, here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round heads in a square hole, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them, but the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people are crazy enough to think they can change the world, they are the ones who do it. From Apple Computers. That's a powerful statement. Powerful statement. And that's why we can say here, just as God is unreasonable, so there would be no progress were it not for the unreasonableness of man. Think about those things and have a good day. I love you.